Lesson 15. The summer of my 18th year, I began staying out too late. I had been in adolescent confusion for years by then, but was finally giving my mother concrete trouble. I would go out after my summer job and stay out much too late with inappropriate friends. I knew my mother was upset by this, but I also knew her fear of direct confrontation. When our paths crossed, usually in the kitchen at about 6:30 p.m., she expressed her parental anger in cold glances and cupboard doors slammed shut. One night, returning to the dark house, I slipped into my bedroom, turned on the light beside my bed, and saw my mother's memo pad lying there. On the top page, in my mother's large, round lettering, were two words: wash guilt. I turned from the page quickly, hurriedly pulling on my pajamas. What was my mother trying to tell me? We had never been a deeply religious family. The tone of this message was too religious for my mother, but the mysterious expression seemed to be just her style. Most mothers would wave a wooden spoon at a difficult teenage daughter and say, "You be home by 10 o'clock or you're grounded." I left the pad exactly where it was and never said a word about it. I thought that if I didn't move it, I wouldn't have to acknowledge it. My mother left for work too early for me to see her the next morning, but the words stayed with me: wash guilt. Riding my bike to my job, I kept repeating them: wash guilt, wash guilt. What was my mother trying to tell me? Why couldn't she be normal and just yell at me? When I returned home that evening, the page was still lying there. When I met my mother in the kitchen, she stayed silent. I looked into the refrigerator, waiting to receive her searching looks. Her eyes never found my face, but they didn't seem to be avoiding me either. Aha! Did I just see a curious look? Was she inspecting me, looking for a sign of change? For a week, those words deeply troubled me. They didn't necessarily change my behavior, although I did lose the boyfriend in the end. But I wore those words like a hair shirt. Then, one lovely day, it must have been sunny and clear, I came home, went up to my room, looked at the memo pad, and it read, "Wash quilt."